You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, if you're one of the 45 million people in the UK who wears glasses, then you're much more likely to touch your face when you're wearing a mask. This is according to new research. The study by prescription lenses brand Essilor claims that over half, that's 54% of people who wear glasses, touch their faces more, increasing the risk of spreading germs, including the COVID-19 virus. 8 out of 10 spectacle wearers say they touch their face because their mask has caused their glasses to fog up. How common is that? Well, how do you solve this problem? How do you deal with it? And what are the challenges of wearing glasses with face masks? And how do we avoid catching the virus and indeed other viruses? Well, Mike Kilpatrick, optician and advisor from Essilor, is with me now on the line. Hello to you, Mike.
Good morning, Steve.
So tell us all about this then. So first up, you know, the issue of people touching their faces with glasses on. It's more likely the case that you'll touch your face, which of course is not good, is it?
Yeah, I think we've heard this advice time and time again that you're more likely to transmit whatever you're breathing out. And keeping away from each other is certainly seems to be the fundamental way that we're sort of somehow managing to keep this thing sort of under control. So, yeah, touching your face, we all do it. And I think spectacle wearers do it more because the spectacles don't always perhaps fit properly. And then, of course, with face coverings and the lenses misting up, it just drives that even more. So I'm an optometrist. I'm an independent optometrist. We have practices in Bath and Cheltenham. And when we started back in work, started seeing patients about 3 months ago, the first problem we had was that I'm talking to patients with a face mask on, which is advisable by NHS England. And of course, instantly running into problems with steaming up. And fortunately, the company that we get a lot of our lenses from did already have a product on the market, which was launched about 3 or 4 years ago. The brand name is Optifog, and it's a lens treatment, a surface treatment, which, to say, it's been around for quite a while. So we thought perhaps we'd have a look at that again. So that's what I now wear at work, and it does work. So you just have to activate the lenses, the surface treatment, each morning with a special cleaning cloth that's supplied. They're not particularly expensive, over and above normal lens treatments, and that works very well for me, I'm glad to say.
There's lots of ways people are trying to combat this. One I heard, and I believe it's supposed to work, you may tell me it doesn't, is washing lenses with soapy water. Does that work?
Yeah.
Does that stop them fogging
up? I've not tried it myself. I mean, I've always advocated washing spectacles and lenses. I mean, when you think about it, it's kind of crazy. I'm sure we wash our faces regularly, most mornings and most evenings, and yet you put the same pair of spectacles on for years and years and years. And how many people wash their spectacles? Well, not many, I suspect, but it's a good way of looking after your spectacles and keeping the lenses and, of course, the frame in good condition. So I've always advocated wash your spectacles regularly and a little warm soapy water, rinse off. I'm not sure how this would work. If you rinse all the soap off, which you've got to do to get the lens clean, then I'm not sure that it would still give you the desired effect.
Does this apply to sunglasses wearers? I mean, myself, Mike, I wear sunglasses all the time. I have got severe issues with light perception, so I wear my sunglasses all the time. And wearing a face mask with those is horrible. It's just horrible. Is it the same with this product you're talking about? Would it apply to sunglasses as well?
Do you know, that's a very good question. I'm ashamed to admit to your listeners, I don't know. I think it can be applied to sunglass lenses. That's a very good question, and one I'm not sure. I think it almost certainly can be. There are some surface treatments that you can't combine with the Antifog or Optifog is the brand name. So many of your listeners will be aware a lot of partially sighted problems, of course, come from the age-related changes at the back of the eye, macular degeneration. So there is an advantage, we believe, in having lenses treated to try and reduce the amount of blue light entering the eye. At the moment, those two aren't compatible, which is a bit annoying. So you can either have your blue treatment or anti-blue treatment, or you can have your anti-fog treatment. But at the moment, the both aren't available. But to answer your question, I would imagine it is possible on sunglasses. Mm. And sunglasses are very important in that context of macular degeneration, of course. We think that light energy is involved in the aging process of the eye, and we explain to all our patients that it's very easy to understand when you think of the damage that light does to your skin, and think of the damage that light does to your curtains and carpets and fabrics, materials, plastics break down and become brittle. Virtually everything you name exposed to light over a period of time will cause damage. And we're talking daylight and sunlight here, just to be clear, not light from computer screens where the energy levels are very, very low. But energy levels outdoors in daylight and sunlight are very high. So we think the sunglasses, you can think of them a little bit like wearing sunblock or putting a hat on to protect your face. I think sunglasses you'd think of in a similar way, and hopefully reducing or slowing down the aging that is gradually occurring at the back of the eye, of course, inevitably.
Really good to talk to you. Thank you so much for your time, Mike Kilpatrick from Essilor. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Have a good day. Thank you.